Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony, the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now. It's time that we spread our love, do right, no matter black or white. That's what it's all about now. Yeah, it's time to come together now.
Yo, that's how Charlamagne the God does it, yo. He does that when he opens up. But yo, what's up? Welcome to the Global Agenda Show. I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And yo, I'm just vibing here in the studio tonight. You know, I'm just enjoying it and just relaxing. And I got an incense burning. And I'm just listening to some Drake. You know what I'm saying? So let's just vibe for a moment on this right here for a minute. All right. That's enough. Yo, welcome to the Global Agenda Show. I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And we have a great show, another great show that y'all going to enjoy to listen to. The topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. Episode number 10, man. We up in the double digits now. So like I said, the topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. So check this out, y'all. So whoever is just now tuning in to the Global Agenda Show, just understand that the Global Agenda Show is a one-hour podcast show, and we are a social and cultural platform podcast. So therefore, we have a broad range of topics that stem from relationships to religion to politics to health and wellness to baby mama drama to you name it. We have a broad range of topics, and the greatest thing about it is you have me as the host, where I'm just bringing it and making things in the topic exciting. And so welcome to the Global Agenda Show. So moving right along, we're going to take us a quick break right quick. And after the break, we're going to go into our topic, phone snooping. Let me see your phone.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony, the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. That's what it's all about now.
The Global Agenda Show is a great platform for your business, religion, organization, or event to be advertised. The Global Agenda Show will help develop your company's brand to make it a household name. This method of reaching consumers is more affordable than any traditional advertising method. Whether you are a dedicated listener or a business looking for a great way to advertise your company, your organization, or event, the Global Agenda Show is the way to go. For more information on how to become a sponsor, contact the Global Agenda Show at 804-464-7254 or email info@theglobalagendashow.com.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony, the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.
All right, and welcome back to the Global Agenda Show. I am your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And like I said, we have an amazing show today. Our show, the topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. And this is episode number 10. And so for all the people who are just tuning in, like I said, our topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. Now, before I go any further and start going into this, into our topic here, I want to just thank the sponsor, Global Agenda Show, for being a sponsor today, and Kamora's Creations for being a sponsor. Now, jumping right into our topic, many of you know when you're snooping through your partner's phone that's a terrible thing to do. You know, that's no good. That's just a bad idea. But, you know, we all have within us a gut feeling about snooping, you know, and it makes no one feel good, that gut feeling of snooping. But, you know, and then you start snooping, it can lead to some very, very serious problems within your relationship. So, you know, you may want to be, you know, double think about snooping. But hey, the topic that we're discussing, I'm gonna have the three guest hosts, and our three guest hosts are Anthony with Truth Over Comfort. We have Teddy with Talk Time with Teddy podcast show. And we're going to be talking to a young lady from New York. Her name is Vega. So these will be our three guest hosts. And as we go into it with the guest hosts, once I come out of the guest host conversation, I will continue to elaborate on our topic here. So that's how this is going to work. So let's just get ready to go into this conversation with Vega. So here we go. Here's Vega.
Goes through your phone.
Okay.
I just want to touch on that and see what other people's thoughts and see where their mind is at on it. So so tell me a little bit about yourself, Vega. Where you from?
I'm from New York. I'm an East Coast girl. Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina, but I'm living in Richmond, Virginia, so I'm not far from you. I'm about 5 hours.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. So do you do podcast shows?
I had one before. This is my first time trying Anchor like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. How long have you had this show?
I had the Global Agenda Show now probably for about maybe about 8 months, but I've been on Anchor now probably for maybe 2 months, but I use Anchor to create topics, and I try to get three or four people involved in on the topic, and then I create one big show and I broadcast it like on Fridays on my website at www.theglobalagendashow.com.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into this topic for us, phone snooping. Like, the thing is about is trying to understand, how do you feel, or do you feel it's okay for a person that you're dating or who you're married to go into your phone
without asking? No, it's not okay.
Yeah, without asking. That's why it's snooping.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's okay to snoop. If you need to know something, just ask. Go
right.
Tell me.
Okay. That's true. That's true. So, I mean, so what would be the reasoning for it? What is their mentality about going through that person's phone, though? Like,
well, I mean, obviously it's curiosity and insecurity. I mean,
right.
Why would you want to go through someone's phone unless you're looking for something?
That's true.
You know, you're not someone's mom or dad. You're dating them. Why do you need to go through their stuff? This is not homework.
Right. Exactly. 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 I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Now, have you ever done that?
I have, during an extreme time with someone that I was with. I mean, he's definitely snooped through my phone.
Right.
At that time.
I've done it too. I've done it too. And I've done it for the reasonings of what you said, like, you know, all because of insecurity and so, and all for selfishness too. You see what I'm saying? Being selfish, I think that's a selfish behavior.
That is a selfish behavior, but you can find out a lot of things through phone snooping. I mean, there's a reason people do it. Obviously, they find shit that happens. Like, unfortunately, now, when he went through my phone, he did actually find something. Mm-hmm. That was the bad part.
Now, my thing is that is when they phone snoop, does that allow you to say, hey, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. Does that make you the bad guy because they found something, or does that make them the bad guy because they were being, you know, disrespectful and going through your things without asking?
I mean, even if they were being disrespectful, they would be justified, because they would say, even if I was disrespectful by going through your phone, I was clearly right because I found something. So either way, you're still the bad guy if you're the person whose phone just got, you know, searched because you did do something wrong. So you just, if they found nothing, then yeah, that would make them the bad guy because you're on a witch hunt.
Now, if they found nothing, how would you actually feel about that person?
Well, I would definitely feel a bit fucking annoyed, because don't think that this is something that you're going to be doing all the time, that you think this is right or acceptable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would definitely give them the side eye, because I'd be like, well, then how do you see me that you need to go through my phone?
Right. It's like there's no trust.
Yeah.
Like you don't trust me. Now, do you have the right to say you don't trust me even if they found something? Like, I know when I got caught when someone snooped my phone, it happened to me, and I got caught because they found something. I tried to say, it all shows that you never really trusted me in the beginning.
You can say it, but that's almost like a cop-out. Because the person is still justified. They had a reason not to trust you because you did do something. Now, when someone doesn't trust you, it could drive you insane, which can drive you into someone else's
arms. Exactly.
So, I mean, you can definitely be provoked to do something wrong, but it's still your sole responsibility not to do it.
Right.
You know, if you're with someone that doesn't trust you, then you need to ask yourself, do you really want to be with them?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth, like, the arguing, the jealousy?
Right.
Like, is it worth constantly trying to justify where you are, who you with, trying to ease their fucking paranoia?
Right.
If that's the type of relationship you're trying to have, then, I mean, yeah, you just have to be down for the cause. Otherwise, you need to reevaluate if that's what you're really trying to fuck with.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like, and plus, I feel like a person who does do that, especially if they don't, I guess I have to say this in a better way. Let me think. Because I did it too. I was the other person. I snooped through a phone. I found some things. But then as I matured mentally and became a more mature adult, I'm like, I don't care about what's in a person's phone. Because if they're out doing something that they have no business doing, it's going to... eventually it's going to come out and it's going to show.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't do it. I don't really care about doing it, but I feel that people who don't have that mentality, when they do go through phones, that's something that they constantly do all the time. You see what
I'm
saying? Well,
they need to, I mean, the person who's going through the phone constantly, they need to take a serious inventory check on their self-esteem.
Yeah, exactly.
And exactly. Their, you know, their insecurity, because exactly. Who are you to go through someone's phone? When you literally think about it, like, who the fuck are you to go through someone's phone?
Right, exactly.
Are you paying the phone bill? And even if you are paying the phone bill, this is an adult. Like, this is not a child. Like, if you're a parent, hell yeah, go through your kid's phone. Your kids don't have rights.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Now that's a whole different topic. Exactly. Most definitely.
But I mean, even if it's like a husband and wife thing, if it gets to the point where you got to look through someone's phone, it's like, come on, you're gonna need to reevaluate your whole fucking marriage right now, because.
Oh yeah.
You should trust your person. You know.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes, like I said, it's necessary. You're thinking something's going on. This person's being secretive. They're moving shady. Then, you know, anxiety will force you to look through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you have to be mature enough, you know, to confront your spouse or whoever and say, look, I think I need to know. I need to know what's happening.
Right.
And then you can ask if you can go through the phone. That'll tell you everything you need to know. Because if the person's really not doing nothing, has nothing to hide, I believe that you
would. They would. They'd be like, here, I don't care. I don't care what you find. You see what I'm saying?
But if they're starting to act defensive and why this and why that, you got to think about that, because they could be genuinely offended that you want to do that. But to ease someone's, you know, insecurity, especially if this person's usually not like that. If they're dating a person who's always doing this, then like I said, you need to fucking probably leave. But if this is someone who, you know, usually gives you your space, respects your boundaries and your privacy, and they're asking to see your phone, and you're not doing nothing wrong, then you need to cough it up.
Right. I totally agree. I agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Vega, this has been a great conversation, yes, man. Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm Kevin Hezekiah with the Global Agenda Show, and speaking with Vega. Now, yes. Vega, one more question. One more as far as phone snooping. Now, what was it? I done lost my train of thought here.
Oh no.
but far as like the husband and wife thing, right? And you know, y'all married, y'all on the same plan. Now, does that like justify being that, say, like, we on the same plan? Does that give that husband or that wife the they have more of, well, I can check it because we're on the same plan type of deal? We're sharing this plan.
Well, fuck it being the plan. We're in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you marry someone, unfortunately, you kind of sacrifice everything. Because I believe when you marry someone, there's no more individual. I mean, there is an individual aspect for each person. You're still a person, but
right,
you've made a compromise, which is what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine.
Right, right.
So, if I'm asking to go through your phone, like I said, it has to be because of a reason.
Right. Right. You know? Mm-hmm.
But hopefully it shouldn't ever go that far. But it does. It really, really does. And it's just a part of humans. It's just a, you know, curiosity. And curiosity killed the cat.
Exactly.
So people have to think about if you really want to go through the phone. If you really want to go through the phone, you need to be okay with, not to say be okay, but you need to be ready.
Oh yeah, you ready? So you're saying that's the person who's going through the phone. They actually need to be ready for what's the outcome.
Yeah, because
most indeed.
You may think that you want to find something out, but then shit. Then when you find something out, are you ready to live with the reality?
There you go. All right, that's true. That's true. And then you never know, that person, you find something out, that person can be like, well, you know what? I'm still going to keep it straight up. Yeah, I'm doing that. And that's something I choose to do and love to do, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that person has to be ready to be able to hear something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that person is still being straight up and saying, all right, well, you saw what you saw, and I'm admitting to it. You see?
Yeah, obviously. You just have to be ready for the reaction.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, thanks, Vega, man. This has been a great conversation. I hope that you and I can eventually talk again.
Yes, we probably will.
Yeah, most
definitely. Enjoy the rest of your night in Richmond.
You do the same up there in New York.
Thank you. All right. A good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you just heard the conversation that Vega and I had, and you know, you heard Vega feels that the person who got caught with the secret stuff in the phone is the one that's in fault, that's just totally wrong. But the person who's going through the phone, oh, they're not in the wrong. That's pretty much what she's saying. But then she says that the person who does go through the phone need a serious self-esteem checkup. And I agree with her on that. But hey, like I said, that was a great conversation with Vega. So if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah, and this is the Global Agenda Show. And our topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. So, hey, we're going to take us a quick break, Global Agenda. And when we come back, we're going to go right into our second host, Teddy, with Talk Time with Teddy podcast. So, Global Agenda, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony in the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.
Kamor's Creations are engaged in creating a wide collection of fancy, handcrafted, and embroidered tutus. They also specialize in customized art paintings and handcrafted gifts. Kamor's Creations is now selling $5 bling paparazzi accessories, where inspirations becomes works of art. Locally owned and operated arts, crafts, and clothing to all of Richmond, Virginia, and surrounding areas, Kamor's Creations, we strive to exceed our customers' expectations. To know more about Kamor's Creations, you can find her on Facebook at Kamor's Creations or www.JanineandKamorsJewelryBox.com or call 804-592-1314.
Chapters. Morning and after started on a new chapter.
Hey.
Chapters. Mm-hmm. Chapters. Morning and after started on a new chapter.
Yeah.
Hey. Now I'm pushing through quicker as the spirit grows bigger. Not to be deprived of this moment, reconsider. Sabotaging my name to think you getting richer. It ain't happening, bruh. I think you get the picture. TMG, we on this time. Summertime grind. Time to dry these suckers out like they on the clothesline. I may not be perfect, but my effort's worth it. Blessings still coming even when I don't deserve it. What can I say? Shall you render me your verdict? Not guilty, what the Lord said, you ain't heard it. So I slowed it down, took a rather cool approach. Told the devil to stand down, freaking cockroach. Be somebody else's meal as I flip the scale. Ball hog, grandma, hit him with that heart and wheel. Tell me how you feel when I go and close the deal. Living life sucker free, walking with my sword and shield. Gotta tie loose ends, gotta make this flow. Gotta go all out and let these fools know. Every time I come back, I'm straight. Tried to hold me, but I just couldn't wait. Woke up more than after, started on a new chapter. Gotta tie loose ends, gotta make this flow. Gotta go all out
and let these fools know. Every time I come back, I'm straight. Tried to hold me, but I just couldn't wait. Woke up morning after, started on a new chapter. I get saturated when I'm in the presence, in the essence of my being till it's truly pleasant. I hesitate, yeah, I sat and waited, proud to say that we finally made it. Tell the devil we can't be faded. You're the ruling reign, here to bring the pain on everybody, fronting on these children, it's a shame. I know I made mistakes that I've repented for, broken up relationships that I lamented for. Was it all my fault? I don't think it really matters. Every lesson taught teaches me to write all these chapters. Chapter 1, who am I in the eyes of God? Let the weak say I'm strong when the times are hard. Chapter 2, you do you without no regard for persecution, keep it moving with no holds barred. I must be on to something, I think I hit my stride, so I'll continue to abide and let these chapters ride.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony in the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.
All right, and welcome back to the Global Agenda Show. I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And the song you just heard was by Born. And the name of the song is Chapters. And you can check Born out on SoundCloud. All you got to do is just search Born, B-O-R-N-E, or you can search it through the TMG network. But check it out. It's Born and Chapters. And Born is a Christian hip-hop songwriter and performer from High Point, North Carolina. So check him out, Born. And that was Chapters. All right, if you're just tuning in, like I said, I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And our topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. Episode number 10. So before the break, you heard the conversation I had with our first host, Vega. And Vega, pretty much, you know, she was like, hey, the person who gets caught with, you know, the stuff in the phone is the bad guy, but the person who was doing the searching isn't. But then she goes on to say that the person who is going through the phone need a serious self-esteem check, which is true. Because, you know, if you're going through someone's phone, that means you don't trust yourself. And snooping means you lack trust within yourself. But, you know, but people will say that it is the other person that they do not trust. But in snooping, we are actually feeling like we're not enough for that person in that relationship. And when someone is looking through their partner's text messages and emails and, you know, little notebooks like your iPads and stuff like that, you know, they're just worried that they're not enough and they feel they need to search for validation. And, you know, and that's not good. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you're the bad guy. You know, when you feel compelled to snoop, you're acting from fear, from doubt, from insecurity, from distrust. And these are the core foundations of love and trust that supports a relationship in being solid. And they then can lead to an even worse consequence. So you become the terrible person in this equation. The moment you start snooping, you become untrustworthy. You see what I'm saying? So, so make sure when you got that urge to want to go through your partner's phone, think about it and put yourself in their shoes. You see what I'm saying? Because, hey, I've done it. I snooped through my partner's phone before. You see what I'm saying? And I've been the one who's been snooped on, you see, too. But hey, you know, just think about it before you start going into all that. But okay, so let's move right along to our second guest host, who is Teddy. And Teddy is the host of Talk Time with Teddy podcast show. So Teddy and I had a great conversation. So check out the conversation that Teddy and I had. All right. So here we go. Here's Teddy.
So Teddy, what brings you to this topic, relationship problem?
Well, I really don't know. I just felt like talking about it. People have lots of relationship problems, and I just posted something that has to do with men cheating, so it kind of sinks with relationship problems, like cheating, flirting, and all that, and all that. So I just felt
right.
We could just talk about it.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I created the title "Relationship Problems." Because you know, just like you said, you can have many problems, but I wanted to focus on one particular one, and I really couldn't. I couldn't title it the way I wanted to, so I was like, "Well, I just say it's a relationship problem and see who can come into play." But the problem I'm more going towards is your mate snooping through your phone. Now, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you encourage? Is that something you've done before, or done to you? Let us know.
I'm guilty as charged. I've done it a couple of times, but it's not advisable. I feel like that's like encroaching on someone's personal space, even if you're dating or in a relationship. Right. I feel like you should just let your partner's phone be. Because, I mean, like, if you go through it, you'd probably see stuff that hurts you, and you'd probably start fighting, you know, start arguing with the person. So it's not worth it. Just let it be. I mean, I've had an experience. I used to date this guy, and I used to go through his phone a lot. And I know how hurt I put myself through. I used to cry a lot. I used to nag a lot due to the things I saw on his phone. So I just feel like women, guys, everybody, just leave your partner's phone alone. Don't
do it. Now, since you said you've done that, what drove you to do that? Like, so you never trusted him in the very beginning of like when y'all met or anything?
Well, I used to trust him, but then he started acting weird. You know, he'd go out, stay out late, or his phone would ring and he would step out of the room to take it. And I'm like, okay, something's fishy, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, he started acting weird, so I just had to. At the beginning, I wasn't even bothered. I'd do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Later on, yeah, that was it.
So, do you feel like that was you being selfish and like, what else shall I say? And had like a problem far as with yourself emotionally by doing that?
Sorry, could you take that again? I didn't hear you.
So would you consider that a selfish act on yourself? Like you being selfish, that like that's very selfish to do, and that's inconsiderate of yourself. I mean, because I'm just speaking because this is how I felt when I done it. You see what I'm saying? And I found something too. You see it? I found out something. So, you know, I felt like at the time I was going through probably some problems with emotional stress and just feeling insecure within myself to where it made me do that to where I wanted to go through a phone. So do you feel like you might have felt that way?
Maybe a little bit, but how do I explain this now? Can you hear me? Hello? Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't think it's been selfish. I just insecurity, yes, but selfishness, no.
Yeah.
I don't think it's you being selfish. I just feel like most partners start to feel insecure, like, probably he or she is with someone else or has met someone else, and the person is taking the attention from me. So I have to snoop around to see what's going on. I don't think it's been selfish. I feel like it's just insecurity. And well, yeah, I felt insecure at the time. And yes, I went through a whole lot of emotional stress.
Yeah.
And I would never want to do that again.
I feel you. Now, do you feel like that person, being that you found something, now that person is the bad guy? Or should the person that was going through the phone be considered the bad guy too, because they was going through somebody's stuff that they had no business going through without asking?
Well, both parties are at fault. Both parties share the fault, because I mean, the guy on one hand should, I mean, okay, let me use myself as an instance where my ex, I found out that he still had a thing with his ex. Yeah, so I found out that they were still, you know, seeing each other and stuff. And that makes him a bad person. Like, why would you be in a relationship with me and then, you know, still be seeing your ex? I mean, after you told me that, I mean, you're over and you're done with her. And then again, the fault on my part, I shouldn't have gone through his phone. I mean, if I didn't go through his phone, well, I wouldn't have seen it and I wouldn't put myself through that stress, you know. So
right.
Both parties share equal faults.
Yeah. I totally agree.
But either way, I'll keep saying it again. Everybody leave your partner's phone alone. Don't go through your partner's phone.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, you find out some like nasty shit and it will just hurt you, and I just feel it's not worth it. Just let it.
Yeah, it's not. And then no telling where the relationship is going to turn to now. You see what I'm saying? Because now you have this you have this image of what you saw on the phone going through your mind.
Yeah.
So now, you know, you walking around sort of your nose in the air and all.
Okay, so like you've had like a similar experience, or that's what you're going through right now?
No, I had that similar experience. Am I going through it right now? No, I'm not going through it right now. And if I was going through it right now, I really wouldn't care, because I don't have nothing to hide. You see what I'm saying? It's just that if I'm going through that now, that means that's something wrong with my partner. You know, something's wrong with her. You see what I'm saying? She got some issues within herself that's making her want to go through my phone and constantly keep doing it. Then, you know, hey, I'm gonna have a problem with that, because I don't really like it at all. I've been through people's, and when I was with one female, I went through her phone. Well, I was with a couple females, I went through their phone. And I've been the one to where some females have gone through my phone. You
know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
So I've been on both ends of the fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Teddy, where are you from?
Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
Why did you say Nigeria like that?
No. I was just for nothing at all. I mean, your voice is beautiful. I was just saying, oh, okay, wow, Nigeria, yeah. Because I mean, I'm always talking to people from all over on this.
Wow.
Just, you know, because I do a lot of different little topics and stuff like that. Because mainly what I do is like I try to get at least about 3 or 4 people I can talk to, and then at the end of the week, I make one big show out of it. And I posted it on my website. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you do shows?
Well, I just discovered Anchor a couple of weeks ago. So I have just like 4 episodes in my podcast, just 4. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still trying to like, I'm preparing for my final exams. So I'm not really consistent. I'm like swamped with schoolwork and stuff. So, but after school, after exams, I will be more consistent. Yeah. But right now I'm still coming up. I'm still just, you know, trying to figure everything out.
Yeah. So are you in college? Is that school?
University.
University. So what are you studying?
Law.
Law?
Yeah, law. International law and jurisprudence. Law.
Oh, okay. So you want to be like a lawyer or a judge or something?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. But look, bro. Hey, Teddy, it's been amazing talking with you. I hope we'll be able to talk again.
Same.
You know, I enjoyed that conversation. So talk time with Teddy. I enjoyed that.
It was nice talking with you too.
All right, well, Teddy, I'm Kevin Hezekiah with the Global Agenda Show. Like I said, I put all the shows together at the end of the week, and it's www.theglobalagendashow.com. So check it out, and I'll tag you on it too.
Oh, cool! I can't wait. I'd love to.
All right,
to the show.
All right, Teddy, I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, so you just heard the conversation with our second guest host, Teddy, with Talk Time with Teddy podcast. And Teddy feels that if you go snooping through the phone, you're going to find something you don't want to see. You see what I'm saying? And she also agrees that, you know, it has some things dealing with the person that's going through the phone, has some insecurity issues within themselves. You see what I'm saying? So if you're just tuning in, this is the Global Agenda Show, and I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah, and our topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. So we're going to take us our last break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to go into our third and final guest host, Anthony, with Truth Over Comfort podcast show. And that was a great conversation Anthony and I had too as well. So stay tuned. The Global Agenda Show will be right back after this message.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony, the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.
Are you an artist looking to get your music heard? Would you like the world to know who you are and know your music? The Global Agenda Show is looking for artists of all genres. So if you are an artist looking to be feature of the week, for more information, email info@theglobalagendashow.com. Attention, requesting artist submission. The Global Agenda Show is a podcast with a wide range audience that will help get you and your music heard to the masses. Email info@theglobalagendashow.com.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony, the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.
All right, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Global Agenda Show. I'm your host, Kevin Hezekiah. And if you're just tuning in, our topic is phone snooping. Let me see your phone. And we just finished talking to Teddy with Talk Time with Teddy podcast. And Teddy was talking about how snoop through your partner's phone, you're going to wind up finding something you don't want to see. But she also agreed that, you know, going through your partner's phone, you know, you have some real insecurity issues within yourself. But I want to touch on a few more before we go into our third and final guest host, Anthony with Truth Over Comfort. You know, when you start phone snooping, it makes you the untrustworthy one. You know, if you're snooping around and you're prepared, you got to be prepared for what you find. You see what I'm saying? Instead of lurking around like a jeeper creeper and going to the front door, here comes you're not having a conversation with your partner about trust and deceit. So now, well, you know, you start to have the conversation with your partner about trust and deceit. So, you know, so make sure when you go through a person's phone, man, please think about it, like I said earlier. So we getting ready to go into our third and final guest host, Anthony. Anthony, like I said, he is with Truth Over Comfort podcast. And Anthony and I had a great conversation. So here we go. Here's Anthony.
So not much, man. So tell me what brings you to this topic, relationship problem?
Well, I was sitting down to record a podcast, find a co-host, and then got interrupted and then got a little tiff with my girl and thought, you know, let me go ahead and channel this. And I was just going to record a podcast, and then I saw this topic on there, and I was like, well, that's kind of literally what just happened, so why not click on that?
All right. Well, my thing is I'm looking for someone, and I'm glad you chimed in, because I've been getting a lot of, but the relationship problem I'm stemming to is phone snooping. You know anything about that?
Hell yeah, I know something about that.
I'm glad I got you on the phone, because I'm like, I need a male's perspective, man, because the thing, what it is I do is I try to get like three people to chime in on it, and then I put it into one big show at the end of the week. So I was like, man, I need to get a guy in on this. So tell me your spiel on phone snooping. Do you feel that it's cool to go through your mate's phone? And have you done it before? And has it been done to you? And how you feel about it?
Sorry about that. Give me 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suppose it depends on where you are as a person. You know, mm-hmm. You know, I think it starts as you, and you're looking for a similarly virtuous person. But first of all, you have to be a virtuous person yourself to be able to find somebody that's also virtuous. So, mm-hmm. Unless, go ahead. I'm sorry, I shocked you. But I think once you do that, the thing to do is just to not worry about it.
Right.
I mean, I think if you get into a point where you're, but where it starts is, like I just said, to find a virtuous person, you have to become a virtuous person. So mm-hmm. are you the kind of person that would do something to somebody? And then at that point, if you're not, you know, I find most of the snoopers are cheaters. You know
right.
what I mean? Most of the snoopers are people that are kind of like looking for a place to go themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's not 100%, but that's kind of a trend that I've noticed. So I think that, and then the other thing is you have to get good at reading other people. So become a virtuous person yourself, become good at reading other people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can find somebody that you trust and you don't have to look through their phone.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with what you're saying. Now, far as, say, like, would you justify that if someone was to go through your phone? Who would be considered a bad person? That person who went through the phone, or the person who got caught because that person found something in their phone?
I mean, definitely the person that got caught. You know, I mean, it, if you're searching through someone's phone because you're suspecting that they may be cheating on mm-hmm. you, and then you find out that they're cheating on you, I'm pretty sure you're not in the wrong. I'm pretty sure you were sniffing something true out. But
in other words, you're pretty much saying it justifies that person to allow them. Hey, you had every right to go through the phone.
You know, I think there's those situations out there. I think most of the time, though, I'd say 99% of the time, people aren't finding nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you watch the news, you know, plane land safely never makes the news, right? Didn't find nothing in the phone, never makes your, your topic of conversation. Like, I searched through his phone, I didn't find anything, you know what I mean? And nobody ever talks about it. I think that's 99% of it, and that's not cool. So the 99% of what we're talking about is not cool. I don't think phone snooping is cool at all.
Yeah, me either.
I think if you're doing it, either way, I don't think it's cool, but in those small situations where somebody's like, hey, I think something's going on, they snoop through the phone. But, you know, to be able to decipher that kind of situation, you have to, like I said before, kind of have already done some self-discovery yourself and make sure that your intentions are actually what they are, as opposed to just some insecurity that you have, right?
Exactly.
So that takes a lot of, like, self-discovery and emotional maturity. So I don't think most people are right there. But, I think that happens. And I think my girl looked through my phone and she didn't find nothing besides, like, whatever normal porn I was watching. And then she mentioned that. Right. And that's when I found out about it. And I wasn't worried at all, but I was just like, oh, it was kind of an invasion of privacy, I thought. And I wasn't cool with it for sure, but I wasn't like hysterically upset at it, because I don't really have anything to hide, and it is what it is. But, you know, she's been betrayed in the past. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been, you know, seriously betrayed by somebody that you love, but it's something that can last forever, man. So that stuff affects you. So I understand.
Right. So in other words, you pretty much forgave her, and you you still have trust. You still have the trust in her, even though she has gone through your phone.
You know, there was a time in my life where I probably would have done the same thing.
Okay.
You know, and I think I'm one of those people that I just see the best in people, and I'm kind of like, okay, well, honestly, would you have maybe done something like that? I'm like, yeah, probably. You know, maybe not now, but 5 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't know, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
So I try not to judge people based on those things, especially when I can look in my own personal timeline and see instances of me doing the same thing. So maybe just try to lead them down the same path that led me out of that style of thinking, you know, as opposed to judge them for it.
Hey, yeah, I think that's a pretty good way to handle it that way. Is to look at it like that. I mean, because I've been a phone snooper. I've done it, and I've had it done to me. You see what I'm saying? But now I'm at the level of maturity now to where I don't care about going through my mate's phone. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I don't go through my wife's phone. And if my wife goes through my phone, it's perfectly fine. You know, she's not going to find anything. Yeah. And, you know, and it's more like, hey, you know, at one point I would feel as if when a person goes through my phone, I'm like, well, you know, you never really trusted me. I feel like there has never been trust, because if you're just going to go through the phone, you know, that's being disrespectful, and you're not trusting far as what I'm telling you or showing you through action, as far as how I'm, you know, just being towards you or whatever within the relationship. But you know, now I probably would be more lenient, you know, because, you know, hey, it is what it is. And I'm like you, you know, I put myself in their situation and in their shoes, and be like, I've done it. You see what I'm saying? So I would pretty much coach them to be like, hey, you know, just, you don't have to do that. If you feel a certain way, just ask me to see the phone, and I'd be glad to hand you my phone, and, you know, like that. But, but man, I'm glad I was able to talk to you, man, because I wanted to get a male's point of view from it. Because, like I said, I just been getting a lot of females in there. So Anthony, so you say you do podcasts?
You know, I've been dipping into the talking into a microphone thing, and you know, I feel like I have some good perspectives, and I've been putting a few things together, a few random thoughts here and there.
Mm-hmm. So what's the name of your podcast show? You have a name for it?
It's Truth Over Comfort, Chaos Embraced.
Oh, okay.
And so I basically just kind of talk about stuff like this, but, you know, maybe on a deeper, little more esoteric level, but for sure, just talking about life and kind of dealing with existence and the really hard questions, like, you know, why do awful things happen to good people? You know, that kind of thing. You know, talking about some of the darker arts out there, but you know, and how to deal with it. But that's essentially what the podcast is. So I'd love for people to listen. But
Boy, that's good. Well, shoot, Anthony, man, I'm glad to have talked to you, man. And like I said, I'm Kevin Hezekiah with the Global Agenda Show. And like I said, I put the shows together at the end of the week. So feel free to check me out on the website. It's www.theglobalagendashow.com. And like I said, I will most definitely have our conversation edited into the show. And I post new shows up every Friday.
Well, hey, man, thanks for having me on and thanks for talking. It was a good conversation. I feel better already.
All right, man. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right. So you just heard my conversation with our third and final guest host, Anthony, with Truth Over Comfort podcast show. And Anthony says that pretty much going through a person's phone, you need to think about yourself, like mirror it. You see what I'm saying? In other words, when you have that urge to do it, think about and put yourself in their shoes. And even if it does happen, and you can still find a way to forgive them, he feels, by just saying, hey, I'm going to put myself in their shoes. I've done it before. At least give them some type of validation that, you know, hey, it's all good, you know, especially when they don't find nothing. So, hey, that was my conversation with Anthony. But before I end things, I mean, let's add a little bit more into this. Like, snooping, it's toxic. Snooping is a sign that you have a serious trust issue that you are not addressing openly and honestly with your partner. And it's a violation of privacy and trust that often results from a belief that a partner is being less honest than, being less than honest and trustworthy. And snooping is a serious no-no. Regardless of why you choose to do it, it's always a bad idea. It can also occur due to toxic jealousy that has no bias, and no bias is fact, and it violates trust, and it's a dysfunctional way to deal with concern about a partner's fidelity. So, you know, and I also, just like Anthony was saying too, things can be misleading. You may not find nothing, and snooping can break the level of trust that is important in the relationship. You know, if the tables were reversed, how would you feel if your partner was looking through your phone and going through your information? You wouldn't feel good about it. It can lead to a misunderstanding. While snooping, you might not read the entire conversation and jump to conclusions, and then you would look like straight up asshole once you find out that the entire meaning wasn't even nothing bad, you know. And I've seen this happen, you know. I've seen this happen because it's not happened to me. So I'm pretty sure we all have done been in this phone snooping situation. You see what I'm saying? So it also makes you, it makes your partner feel violated. You see what I'm saying? Even if you discover that your partner is completely on the up and up by spying, you have committed a violation of the highest magnitude upon your partner. So by the time needing to snoop comes around, you're already in serious trouble. You see what I'm saying? You feel that this is the only way you could find out about what your partner is doing. Know that the trust is gone. Therefore, your relationship will be in serious trouble. And you know, if your partner finds out what you did, they're going to feel bad. You know, and the invaded partner always feel violated to learn that the person that he or she is involved with is a possessive person who's practicing espionage of the highest order. This is not the fun kind of TV spying. This is just a garden variety bad idea. regardless of whether your partner is guilty or not. You know, the spying behavior is totally unacceptable. So understand that karmically correct things to do is to reveal your suspicion to your mate and allow him or her the opportunity to either dispel your fears or confirm them. And if you still feel your mate is not coming clean with his or her indiscretions, you know, and you feel you must begin spying, then it's time to come to grips with the fact that the relationship is in dire trouble, regardless of what your espionage reveals. So, hey, man, I got to get up out of here. It's been an amazing show. Before I go, I want to thank the sponsors, the Global Agenda Show and Kamora's Creations. And y'all know y'all can check us out at theglobalagendashow.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at The Global Agenda Show. We have an Instagram, The Global Agenda Show. We have a Twitter, Global Agenda 007 is our Twitter. So keep following us, y'all. It's been amazing. You know what? I got to leave y'all with something. So check this out. So I've been a lot thinking more. I've been staying present and in the moment a lot lately, and I'm trying to make sure I remain that way the rest of my time here in life. So I want to say this to you. Don't think about what can happen in a month. Don't think about what can happen in a year. Just focus on the 24 hours in front of you and do what you can to get closer to where you want to be. All right. So it's been a great show. I love all of y'all. I'm Kevin Hezekiah. Knowledge, enlightenment, victory. Never forget Kev. I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah, we're talking about love, peace, and harmony in the community. Globally, that's what it's about now. Yeah, that's what it's all about now.